Trimming trees. A phone call has been made to get this work started. This workman uses a ladder to climb up into the tree branches, and with deft strikes, his machete becomes an axe and tree limbs come down with a crash. His tour of four has spent half a day trimming trees and another half loading debris into the back of their old pickup to be hauled off. The hood of the truck is left open to cool the engine. Contrary to popular myth, Haitians work hard when there's work to be done that someone will pay you to do. My apartment after this tree amputation will be 15 degrees hotter because there's no longer branches to shade me, but I won't have to listen to mangoes hit the tin roof day and night with a noisy crash. In the famous words of some long-forgotten philosopher, written on some bathroom wall, the longer you wait before doing something, the better the chances you will decide it doesn't need to be done. I wish I hadn't said anything about the noisy, falling mangoes on my roof to the East Indian scientists who live upstairs, who then called Elizabeth, who then called the Christianville Public Works Department. Shade in Haiti is more important than quiet. Sometimes it's best to keep your complaint to yourself, hold your tongue, and let things be as they have been a long time before you arrived.